moving through this lesson swiftly. We are now on part three of I Am the Destroyer, volume two, part three. With that being said, I've been teaching you that the word is not passive, that it is living power. I want you to get that in your spirit. I need you to connect that. I need you to begin to look at the word as living power. It's your living power source. It's what you should tap into so that you can live with the power of eternity on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, come on here. I'm already out the gate. I'm already out the gate. Why? Because I need you to understand that if you are going to read the word, I need you to comprehend and put into practice that it is living power, that the word, just reading it, just confessing it, is not doing the work. Oh, come on here. Are you with me? Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? With that being said, I want you to understand that there are aspects of the word, because we're talking about your mind being transformed. We talked about those subscriptions. So I want you to go back, but today we got to continue to move forward, because living power corresponds to neural activity. I told you before that I have to make these connections for you to understand from a psychological standpoint, because this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. We're renewing our mind because psychologically we are not sane. Oh, psychologically, when we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, we do not have a sober mind. Oh, there's no sobriety there. There's no kingdom mind there. This is why he said you have to be transformed in your mind. This is why your mind has to be renewed and not renovated. Right? So let me say it plainly, okay? The word comes alive in you, right? It's something that fires your brain. This is why we start getting excited when we hear the word. This is why we, oh, why? Because when the word begins to fire your brain, your eternal portion, not your natural portion, your eternal portion, oh, come on here. Living power comes forth. All of a sudden, you can think clearer. All of a sudden, you can see clearer, because your thinking and your seeing and your hearing and your actions are all interconnected. I taught you before that living power, the word, is active. It has a job. And just like electricity, it's running through what? The neural pathways in your brain. I wish you would understand how the current of the word will keep you current in eternity. On. I need you to understand this. Why? Because there's no way that you will fight for the renewal of your mind if you don't understand how important it is. When the word hits your understanding, your brain responds. Thoughts lighten up. Awareness shifts. That's living power. Until that moment occurs, do you not realize you are still living in darkness? Your mind is still dull. Your mind is still born in sin and shaped in iniquity. This is why we need the word. This is why I taught last week about what? I taught about the logos in the rhema and how they work together. Because many of you prefer one over the other and don't understand, but I'm not going to teach that today. You got to go back and watch that. With that being said, I need you to understand that living power corresponds to neural activity. Now, when the word is what? Described as living, it means it moves, it has activities, it's penetrating. We went through this, but I'm reiterating because I have to take you back to take you forward in case you have forgotten. Psychologically speaking, I need you to understand that when truth enters the mind, neurons become active. Come on. This is why truth is important in your inward parts. Truth is important in your inward parts. Today, we're going to take it slow because I'm breaking down everything I've been teaching. Everything that I've been teaching, now I'm going to give you the backdrop, the deeper information. We're going on a deeper dive because you got to understand how your mind works. And you have to understand why God is dealing with your mind. Oh, come on. There's a reason. There's a reason. Spiritually speaking, when the word enters the soul, the sword starts cutting. Come on. I want you to think about that. The word is designed to cut. Remember, Hebrews 4 and 12. It's an action. The word doesn't just come to linger. It doesn't just come to tickle your fancy. It doesn't just come to be poetry in your ears. It's actually surgery. It comes to cut. It comes to destroy and separate. Listen, that stronghold. The strong man comes. It destroys the stronghold. It destroys the lies. The word doesn't just sit and patty cake the trauma. Do you hear me? It confronts it. It confronts it. I am the destroyer. There has to be a confrontation with your old man. Anytime you think that you are going to become new, then there's a confrontation. And the confrontation, how you handle it, determines what reality you will live in. Come on. I'm dealing with your mind and your reality. Oh, you didn't think that you was choosing your reality every day? You are. New pathways of belief form when truth confronts trauma. Trauma builds mental strongholds. I just said that. You don't think about it from that perspective. That's why I'm teaching today even deeper, because I need you to understand you're born in sin and shaped in iniquity actually built mental strongholds. That's why I'm in school, because I'm going to help God's people get free. Strongholds are nothing more than repeated lies with emotional weight. This is why I taught. You cannot depend on your emotions. The lies we tell and the truth we elude. Strongholds are nothing more than repeated lies with emotional weight. So when you put all of your weight in your past and in your trauma, listen, you're now repeating the lie over and over and over and over again. Because if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. That means old things have passed away and all things become new. So how can you actually live that out if you repeat the old? Come on. If you don't repeat the new, if you don't repeat what God says about you, if you only see yourself as what you experienced in your past, then I want to know, how are you living faithfully and believing the scripture? You can't. I need you to understand, when truth comes and confronts your trauma, there's two things that can happen. Either you keep running to the old program, or you let truth interrupt the loop. Come on. It's like that song that you like to hear over and over and over again, because it puts you into the same mood. And that can work on both sides. It'll make you sad. Oh, now you know, now you're in a sad state. Or it can make you excited. Now you're in a happy state. Either way, when truth comes, it interrupts that loop. It interrupts that repetitive behavior. It's disruptive. I need you to understand that the word is designed to interrupt those old programs in a holy way. This is about becoming holy, guys. This is about becoming just like God made you. This is about becoming cleaned up. That's the moment that the destroyer shows up. But guess what? If you don't see it that way, it could never be that way. Truth could never, ever reside inside of you if you don't value it. There has to be a value and understanding that truth comes to set the captives free. Because when truth comes in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, it confronts the lie. And it comes to keep you alive. Oh! So you only have two choices. You can keep the lie alive, or you can let the word divide. Oh! Division, 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 division. Jesus said, I came to divide. Division, 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 division. You got to read your scripture and understand. Because division is the binding of the strong man. Oh, that's setting somebody free right now. Because many of you keep going back to your old ways and your old ways of thinking and your old ways of doing things, and you never accept truth because you do not want to be divided from the strong man. But the word is the stronger man. Come on here. The word is the stronger man. And the truth of the matter is, many of you don't want to allow the stronger man to cause you to lose that grip. You don't want that experience. You don't want to work out your soul salvation. You don't want anything new. We can sing new, 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 everything new, 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 but that requires work. And the truth of the matter is, it also requires looking at the old man and making a decision that you no longer want to participate in the things that causes the old man to continue to live. That you want to become the destroyer over the things that are destroying you. But if you don't look at that as an act of destruction, if you don't look at your old ways as an act of destruction, if you don't look at your old language as an act of destruction, if you don't look at your old hearing as an act of destruction, if you don't look at your old mind as an act of destruction, you'll never ever want truth. All right. Now we're dealing with what? Our belief system. Because the truth of the matter is, You can subscribe to life or you can resist it. That's just the bottom line. I talked about these subscriptions. One is subscribing to life and one is literally subscribing to death. Being born in sin and shaped in iniquity only equates to death. It does not equate to eternity. It does not equate to resurrection. It does not equate to living. Jesus brings truth as power, but power must be received. This is the problem. When truth comes, we reject it. When truth comes, we say, oh, okay. This is not an accidental walk. This is an intentional walk. And we intentionally walk out truth. That's just the truth of the matter. We intentionally walk out truth. That's just the truth of the matter. You don't accidentally walk into abundant life. It's not an accident. The life that I live is on purpose. And I'm trying to teach you how to live on purpose and in purpose from eternity. Because when you choose life, this is the way to go. This is the only way to develop your broken soul. I want you to understand when you receive the word, you what? You step into or onto a new pathway of life. That wide gate closes. Now you're on that narrow path. But guess what? Something else happens in your mind too. Because when you start choosing the narrow way, your mind also begins to get cleaned up and it's no longer wide open to everything, to every doctrine, to every devil. Come on here. When you resist, you remain guarded and you remain guided by Jesus the Christ. When you resist the lie. See, you got it twisted. Many of you resist the truth instead of resisting the lie. But when you keep the lie, you remain guarded by the old strong man. So why are you even praying? Oh, why are you even praying when you know you want to keep the lie? No, your job is to resist the lie and to keep truth. Truth always presents a choice. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Life is not what? Automatic. Death is automatic. Life is a choice. Listen to what I just said. Death is automatic. Without salvation, you are going to die and go to hell. That's automatic. That's automatic. That is without a shadow of a doubt. There's no doubt in this, what I am preaching. Death is automatic. Life is not. Life is a choice. You must choose life. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. It's a reason why you must choose Jesus the Christ. It's a reason why you must choose to listen, work with the Holy Ghost. It's a reason why you must choose to have an ear to hear. It's a reason why truth must be found in your inward parts. There's a reason, because life is connected to everything that I just said, which is connected to eternity. But listen to me and listen to me well. You are not automatically getting into heaven. You are automatically going to hell. And that is the gospel that the church is not preaching today. That is the truth of the matter that the church will not stand on today. This is the lie that has infiltrated the church, that you are automatically coming as you are, staying as you are, and going to eternity. You will not see God. You will not see Jesus the Christ, and you will not be in relationship with the Holy Ghost and die. You will not. There is an exchange, and truth is at the root of it. If you are with God, if you are with Jesus, if you are with the Holy Ghost, you are changing every day. That's why new mercies are available every day. But if you are on the automatic track, trust me, you are not getting in. It is a lie, and they're duking you out of your inheritance. But as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is my job to make you aware that you must turn from darkness. That's your job. You must work out your soul salvation. That's your job. You must defeat the enemy. That's your job. You must turn from the lie. That's your job. You must fight for the truth. That's your job. You must behold the truth. That's your job. Oh! If you plan on being with Jesus. You must subscribe to life and not to death. You must allow your mind to be renewed. You must be transformed. Oh, come on here. And you must unsubscribe to your old nature, to your old man. You must unsubscribe to the responses, the old man responses. That's not me. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I meant. Come on here. It's killing you. That's dead man's language. That's not a living epistle language. Living epistles, I'm more than a conqueror. I recognize how that is defeating my purpose in life. I recognize how I no longer will partake in that. I recognize how I must separate myself. Come on here. Not I'm trying. Oh. Because all of that language keeps you in what? Neutrality. You ain't really moving. You just in neutral. When a car is in neutral, do you know you can move it? You can push it forward. You can push it backwards. When it's in park, when it's in a definitive state, you cannot move it. You need to park yourself in Jesus and not be moved. But many of you are neutral and in Jesus. You're back and forth, in and out. Come on here. And believe in the myth that you're okay. But I need you to understand, even if you're in neutral, you're still subscribing to something. Is it true or is it true? Oh, yeah, you're subscribing to something. You're wide open to however you feel. You're wide open to whatever moves you. I said when you go into neutral, you can be pushed forward. You can be pushed back. You can be angled. Listen, you can be moved. But when you're in park, you're unmovable. And let me give you something else. When you put that emergency brake on, park is the Holy Ghost. I mean, park is Jesus. The emergency brake is the Holy Ghost. Oh, when you put on that emergency brake, even when you're on a hill, it's not going to release and start rolling downhill. Understand me. Hear what I'm saying. Have an ear to hear What I'm teaching you today, I'm working with the fact that you are not governing your mind. Your mind is wide open to all kinds of transactions, and that is not Jesus the Christ. I need you to subscribe to life and resist the devil. Stop being open. Denying truth keeps the strong man armed. When someone says, listen, that's not me. That's not what I'm doing. That's not how I'm thinking. That's not what I meant. What you're really saying is, I'm going to protect my old structure. We talked about when God comes, when the word comes, when living power comes, it does not do a renovation. It demolishes and rebuilds. So how can you actually be rebuilt if your thought process is protecting what God wants to destroy? Oh, I'm asking you that question. I need you to think on this. Psychologically, this reinforcement of old neurons and neurological looping is not healthy for you. The protection of the old structure protects old neural loops. And I need you to understand that God is trying to work with your mind. You have to allow your mind to be renewed. And your mind is made up of neurons. Spiritually, this keeps the strong man armed and undisturbed. Is that what you're going after? Are you going after the same story, the same outcomes, the same familiar things? Oh, come on, that's that familiar spirit. See, you are not understanding that this thing called our mind, our brain, is a powerful source. But also what you put in it, or what you allow to rule it, is what you're going to have. So if you don't want any disturbance of your thoughts, if you don't want your everyday thoughts to be disturbed, you're not going to be in your word. You're not going to use the word as living power. Because you don't want any interruptions. You don't want the strong man to be destroyed. You don't want the cut. But according to Hebrews 4 and 12, the cut is necessary. The separation is necessary, and you must submit to the separation. Hallelujah. Are you submitted to the separation? Are you submitted to the separation? Denying truth keeps you subscribed to old identity. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. That means new identity. When you reject truth, you default back to born in sin, shaped in iniquity. This is just who I am. This is just what I do. And many of you think that that's humility. You think that, you know, this is who I am. This is how God made me. And this is what I'll be. And just because you're not using a strong voice and you're just nice, you're nicely dying. Come on. It doesn't change the fact that you're still dying. Because you refuse to submit the old identity to God. And you refuse to understand that you are in pure agreement with a lie. The lies we tell and the truth we elude. Come on here. Psychologically, that means your brain keeps reinforcing the same old patterns. Spiritually, that means that the word can't divide what you refuse to surrender. You refuse to surrender. Yes, I am walking you through this because I need you to understand that there is a problem with truth dividing and surrendering. Oh, truth dividing and surrendering. But these are the ways to walk out your soul salvation. This is the way to get you in. Denying truth keeps the strong man armed. When someone says, that's not me, when we continue to defend that strong man, listen, you're protecting the house that you built. And you should no longer want that house. I'm going to keep reiterating that point because we don't realize how we love our house that we built. And we keep trying to say that it's the house of God. We keep saying that it's the structure of God. We keep, listen, we keep putting lies on Jesus the Christ. And when Jesus comes, guess what happens? He knocks that faux structure down quickly. This is why we have mental health all over the church. Because when the storm comes, you're not sustained. Oh! When the storm comes, we see nothing but anxiety and fear. Because that's what your house is built on. It's a whole illusion that you big bad and can handle whatever comes your way. It's a delusion. It's a smoke screen. Your language is always shifting because you are never talking or speaking in truth. You're always being found in lies or unable to complete what you've said or even remember because it's always structured by how you feel in the moment, not on truth. That's the difference. Subscribing to the new forms, listen. Create new neural pathways. I need you to understand that. This is why we must fight for truth in our inward parts. This is why we have to hold on to truth. Because at the beginning and the end of the day, science supports scripture. As much as everybody's trying to prove that God is not God, no, science supports that God is God all by himself. It supports the word. Because when truth is repeated, new neural pathways form. That is scientifically proven. But guess what? This is why the enemy will want you to stay out of the word. This is why the enemy would love for you to stay in your old patterns. But this is why you have to fight to get out of your old patterns. I'm about to get up. Maybe it's just good to me. Because if somebody made me or clarified to me from the onset of my walk with Christ that this is what I was dealing with, man, I would have saw a little straighter. I would have made some different decisions. I probably would not have gone astray. And I would have been focusing on my own soul salvation and not all of the people around me and what they were doing. Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? I'm giving you an opportunity to shine the light on your own self because you can only get yourself in. You can't get anybody else in. Break yourself free. Spiritually, this is called renewing the mind. When you allow new neural pathways to form by rejecting the lie and becoming everything, what? That proceeded from the mouth of Christ. Every word that he's spoken about you, taking it on as your identity. This is who I am. I am more than a conqueror. I am not a failure. Oh! I'm more than a conqueror. I am not a failure. Because many of you live the failure mentality. Many of you stay in condemnation and never move into conviction. And the reason why is because you are not allowing new neural pathways to be formed. You are still conducting yourself as the old man. You have protected the very thing that's destroying you, which is why you must become the destroyer. Because neuroplasticity is true. It's real. It happens. The brain is like plastic. You know, plastic can be reformed, reshaped. We're using plastic all the time. Right now, they're talking about all the water bottles. What do? They melt it down, make it liquid, and build it back up into something new. Come on here. Did you catch that? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? That you yourself have the opportunity to allow God to bring you down to nothing and let him reshape you. You should do it. Because many of you are treating your brain like it's hardware, like it can't change. Many of you are treating your brain like you can't learn anything new. You're lying to yourself. Or you're accepting the lie that the world tells. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Yes, you can. You can even take animals that have been abused and neglected and old, that were fearful, mean, will bite you. With some retraining and some love, they turn into whole new creatures, do they not? And if an animal can do it, why can't you? The love of Christ should be received, but you can't receive the love of Christ because you have your own idea about what the love of Christ even looks like. For you, the love of Christ is don't expect anything of me. Don't train me to do anything different. Just let me protect my old ways and accept it. That's what you believe is the love of Christ. But the love of Christ retrains you. The love of Christ renews you. The love of Christ takes you out of the old and puts you in the new. The love of Christ is new, new, new. Everything new, new, new. What are you talking about today? I need you to understand.